case you missed it the first time. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Good news to start the day. Can I go real quick?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Came home yesterday to two packages in the middle of our driveway.
Okay.
Just two packages stacked on top of each other.
In the middle?
In the middle of our driveway.
That's weird. Yeah.
Not on the porch. Not by the garage.
Oh. The mailman heard him ripping on him yesterday and left him in the middle of the driveway.
Here's the thing. The two packages were not for us. Not for me or my wife. They were two separate packages addressed to two separate people at two different addresses that were nowhere near my house.
Did somebody steal them and put them there or something?
I don't know what happened. So I call Amazon and I go, hey, there's two Amazon packages in my driveway. Neither one of them are mine. They're two different people. And the lady goes, well, do you know where they live? And I said, that's not my job to deliver them. That's your job.
I'm just calling to do you a favor.
So she goes, well, you can either keep them, dispose of them, or donate them, whichever you want to do. And I said, what?
Remember the time I got the extra bag in my Amazon Prime order? And they said I could keep the whole bag of groceries. They weren't going to take it back.
Wow, that's perishable. This wasn't perishable stuff. These were just regular boxes. It wasn't like a fresh order.
So, but what was in them?
I called Amazon a second time. Because I wanted to make sure that she said the right thing.
Okay, that makes sense.
I can keep this and open it? She said, yeah. And I go, all right. So I open it up. The first box is a Rick and Morty mug and a Rick and Morty blanket. Some cartoon Rick and Morty.
Oh, God. Somebody's gift.
What?
And then the other one was a salad spinner. So it wasn't even anything cool, but I did get something neat, and now I can re-gift it and find somebody that likes Rick and Morty. So the good news is I got free stuff from Amazon.
Did the Amazon driver just get annoyed when in the day, so he left an extra package?
Must have been, because I Googled the address. It's nowhere near my house.
What city?
Nowhere near my
house.
Franklin? No.
What the hell?
It was in Milwaukee.
The boxes weren't even addressed to Franklin, and they were in your driveway.
Yes. I don't know how they got there.
That's
no
awful.
Idea.
That's crazy.
Which sucks for them, but I guess.
This is as bad as the chicken whitewater. You see, she was a single mom. She got gifts from a toy drive for her kids.
Yeah.
She walked into a gas station. Somebody stole her car yesterday
with
all the gifts in it. So she has no car, no gifts in whitewater.
Come on.
It was on the news. You can look it up.
Maybe they dropped it at my driveway.
Yeah.
What's your good news?
Oh, go ahead, Gibbons.
My good news is that two friends. This is kind of bittersweet. I was scared. Now I'm happy, so it's good news.
Yeah.
Two friends of mine are going across the world. They're traveling across the world.
Yeah.
They were in Iceland.
Awesome.
They were in Iceland. Right.
Nice.
Then they were in London, but they were in Paris yesterday, and something happened overnight in Paris—a big like shooting terrorist attack.
Oh, that Christmas village,
it's been going crazy.
So the good news is my friends are safe and sound. They're still doing their travels, but scared the hell out of me for like an hour this morning before I got in touch with them.
Nice,
all good.
I came yesterday to the radio station around like 4 o'clock.
Did you bring a kid in here?
I brought both my kids.
Okay. There's evidence in there, by the way.
Oh yeah, what'd they do? the Laffy Taffy wrappers, or was
that? There's just scribbling all over all the papers in there.
Oh yeah, Hudson did that.
There was clearly a child in here.
I was actually going to say they were so good. I sat there and did stuff in the production studio with them not making a sound while I did stuff on a microphone. I couldn't believe it. I was like, and I took them into our side area where the other people in the radio station work, and they were like, dude, Owen doesn't even want to talk to us. He was on his, tablet playing Minecraft with his headphones on. Big boy.
Uh-huh.
Acting like he's 50.
Your kids are growing
up.
I mean, literally.
Up. Like, literally, they were, like, actually behaving in the office.
They just don't pick up after themselves. Come on now.
No.
Damn it.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7kissfm.com.